Okay, today's daf is Tzmura daf Chav Zayin, the last daf of the fifth parak of Maseches Tzmura. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and again by Mayor Penstein in honor of BKNW's daf Yomi Magideh Shir. And even though he didn't say this, I'm going to say also in honor of his granddaughter's wedding tonight, and we wish Mazel Tov to the Penstein and the Hirsch families on that beautiful simcha. So we are holding at the Gemara on Chavav and Beis. We have just finished the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to talk about whether the Lashon of Tachas is a Lashon of Hatfasa or a Lashon of Chilul, meaning it could have meant two things, and we described in the Mishnah certain Lashonos that mean that you're trying to extend the Kedusha from the animal that's already Kadosh onto another animal, and that's Temura, that's the Yisr of Temura. And then there are certain Lashonos where we assume what you're trying to do is be Mechalel, you're trying to be Podeh. So what about the Lashon of Tachas? Our Mishnah said one thing, but we have indications that Tachas actually means the other way. So we're going to try to come to some resolution as to how to interpret the word Tachas. Then the Gemara is going to raise four different Shailas, each one that builds off of the other, whether a guy intends to be Matvis or Mechalel in a variety of different circumstances, what we assume his Kavana is. And then the Gemara is going to quote a Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether it's a Dinda or Raiso or only a Dinda Rabbanan, that when you're Poda Hegdish for Chulin, it needs to be Chulin of equal value to the Hegdish. The Mishnah said that there is such a halacha, that when you're Poda Hegdish, that's a Balmum, and therefore you're Poda it for Chulin, so there is such a halacha that you have to make sure the Chulin is of equal value, but is that a Dinda Oraisa, or is that only a Dinda Rabbanan? And if it is a Dinda Oraisa, how do we reconcile that with the rule that Ein Ona'a LeHekdeshos, meaning the whole point is that it has to be of equal value, because you can't cheat Hekdesh out of anything, but there's a rule Ein Ona'a LeHekdeshos, so we're going to have a couple of ways of resolving that. And then toward the middle of Amud Beis, we're going to discuss what if they did an original valuation of Hekdesh with three people, which is how many people you need to do a Shuma, to do an evaluation, and then they discovered by using many other people that the valuation was off. So do we trust the later valuation? Do we say, no, the first one was done with three, like Trey Kameya, you know, like by Edels, that if you have two witnesses, I don't care how many more witnesses come after that, they're no stronger than the original two. And then the final mission in the parak is going to teach us two halachos. First halacha, that in order to affect Temura, you need the kachim to be very specifically identified. You can't just say, oh, it's on a carbon ola, or a carbon cha. No, to do Temura, it has to be very specifically identified. And then the mission is also going to talk about what happens if you're makdish something that's not ra'oi lahakrava. You're makdish something that's a balmum, or in the Gemara is going to extend a nekeva for an ola, or something like that. So what the halacha is in such a circumstance. So let's begin. We're at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on Chavav Amud Beis. So says Gemara, Lemember the Tachas Lishna Da'at Fusehu. Do you mean to tell me that the Lashon of Tachas is a Lashon that you're trying to be Matfis, the Behema of the Chulin Behema, with the Kedusha of the Hegdish Behema, that you're just trying to expand the Kedusha, but it's not a Lashon of Chilul, which is what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah had said, Harezu Tachazu, Temurazu, Khalifazu. That's all a Lashon of Temura. So is that certain or a minu? But I'll ask you a stira, that there's a brisa that tells us as follows. Kache bedekabayis, let's say you have a behema that's only kadosh as kache bedekabayis, and you also have behema of chulin, and amar, you say about the behema of chulin, chalifas zo, that let it be a chalifa for the behema of kache bedekabayis, or you say the behema of chulin, temuras zo, let it be a temura for the behema of kache bedekabayis, lo amar klum. That's meaningless, because these lashonos are clearly lashonos of temura, and there is no temura by kache. So the behema of Hegdish is also not mischalel on the behema of Chulin in these cases, because these lashonos are not lashonos of Chilul, they're lashonos of Hatfasa, and Hatfasa doesn't work. But if you say Tachas Zo, then Mechalel also. If you say that it should be Tachas the behema of Hegdish, then it works to be Mechalel the behema, or you say Mechalel also rather, so then Dvar of Kayamin, then it's going to work, and the behema of Hegdish is no longer going to be Hegdish. The behema that was Kachabed the Kabayis is now going to be Chulin. So what do you see? That the word Tachas is similar two, mechuleles, that it's a lashon of chilul, it's a lashon of pidyon, it is not a lashon of hatfasa. V'yisal kadai techlishna tidfusa, if you held that tachas is a lashon of hatfasa, maishna resha, maishna seifa. Why in the resha do we say that by using a lashon of tamuro or chalifin, the behema of hegdish is not nischalel, and in the seifa where we say a lashon of tachas, it is nischalel. I thought tachas is also a lashon of tamura and hatvasa, so elamai, it's not. So you see that it's a stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Now, kachay b'dekabayis are niftim even when they are tmimim, Rashi points out. Meaning we said over here that if you say tachazu or mechalel alzu, so dvarav kayam, and it's going to work to the extent that the behema that was previously kachay b'dekabayis is now going to be a behema of chulin. And Rashi says, yeah, even though it didn't have a mum, kachay b'dekabayis that are tmimim can be nifta. You're able to be poda kachay b'dekabayis that are tmimim. And the implication is that that's what the Bryce is talking about. The Bryce is talking about an animal that does not have a mum. However, this Sfas Emes, commenting on Rashi, says that it's a little bit difficult to understand, because it seems that the kavana of the guy being mechalel is to make the kachim no longer kodesh. If they were tamimim, it means that it's an animal that's really ra'i lahakrava. So the halacha is, if you take an animal that's a tamim and you're makdish b'kachay b'dekabayis, it's ein yotzi midei mizbeach liolam. When you're poda it, it will no longer be kachay b'dekabayis. But you know what it will be? Now it will become kachay mizbeach. Now you're going to have to bring it as a carbon. We're going to see that toward the end of the mesechta. You're going to have to bring it on the mizbeach. So l'chora, the Sfasem says, I don't know why Rashi couldn't just say that we're talking about a bal mum over here. A kachay b'dekabayis, that's a bal mum. And if you use a lashon that of chilul, so the lashon of chilul will work. But either way, what we have over here is a stira, that our Mishnah implied that the lashon of tachas is a lashon of hatfasa, it's a lashon of tamura. Whereas over here in this braisa, the lashon of tachas sounds like it's a lashon of chilul, a lashon of pidyon. So answers the Gemara, Amra Abaye, tachas mishkachas a lishna tedfusei v'lishna da'achulei. The word tachas could be used in it's a flexible word. It could be used in either way. It sometimes means the lashon of hatfasa, sometimes the lashon of chilul. Lishna datfusei. Where do I find in the Torah, in Tanakh, that it's used as lashon hatfusei? Dichsev, because the pasuk says in Parshas Metzora, when it talks about negaim of batim, it says, not negaim of batim, negaim of a person, it says v'mtachteh tamur habaheres, that if the baheres is omed tachteha, meaning that it didn't grow, nothing changed, so that's clearly that it's not being mischalel, it's not shifting, it's saying adrabah, that it's staying the same. So you see that the lashon of tachas could be a lashon of hatfasa, and da'achule, we find in Tanakh, tachas also means lashon of chilul, dichsiv tachas ha-nechoshes avi zahav, that instead of the nechoshes that the goyim took from the Jewish people and is no longer around, they'll bring for them gold, meaning it's a lashon of chilul, that something's going to take the place of something else, that gold will take the place of nechoshes. So you see, the lashon of tachas means that the original thing is no longer going to be hagdish, and that it's going to be a chilul, it's going to be a pidyon. Hilkach and the hilkach, and therefore, since lashon tachas can be used, it's a versatile word, it could be used in either context. So the word lashon Rashi has over here is lamasan akasav al chachamim. It's up to the chacham to determine when to interpret it as lashon of chilul and when to interpret it as the lashon of hatfasa. So gabe kachim is beach. When you're dealing with kachim is beach, the avdin tamura that are tamura eligible, so lishna dat fusehu, we're going to interpret it as an expression of hatfasa of tamura. Gabe kachim bet gabayis, the law avdin tamura lishna dat chulehu, but kachim bet gabayis, which are not tamura eligible, we're going to interpret it as a lashon of chilul and not a lashon of tamura. The Hagos Hagra has a difficult time on the side of the page over here, has a difficult time with this expression that Rashi uses of lamasan hakasav el chacham. The Hagos Hagra on the bottom of the Hagos Hagra on the side of the page, he writes lo yacholti laholma. I can't tolerate such an expression over here. V'tzarech lomar demistama daito shaladam al lashon hamoil. So the Hagos Hagra says I can't explain Rashi, meaning lamasan hakasav el chacham sounds like the chacham determine what the halacha is. This has nothing to do with halacha. It's about what the guy meant. Did the guy mean hadfaso or did the guy mean chilul? Why would that be up to the chacham to determine what this guy meant? Says the Gra, the more posh pshat of what's happening over here is that the guy wants to say something that's halachically meaningful. So if he's talking about something that's tamura eligible, so probably he means tamura because that's halachically meaningful. I mean, if you're talking about an animal that's kachem mizbeach and it's not a balmum, it's not eligible for pidyon. It is eligible for tamura. Good, so you meant tamura. You're talking about kachem bedekabayis, not eligible for tamura, but yes, eligible for pidyon. Good, so he meant pidyon. Meaning that it's the psychology of the person. Lamasa kasav el chamim is like when we have a din that there's such a thing called melachas chalamoed is asa daraisa. But which melachas are asa? Is it davara aved aser? Right? What exactly? How are we going to define what's aser, what's not? So the chachamim get to determine which melachas are included in the isur daraisa of melacha on chalamoed. That's lamasa kasav el chamim, where the chamim are actually defining and shaping a din daraisa. That's not really what's happening over here, says the Gra. So it must be a borrowed expression that Rashi is using, but he can't mean it literally. So now, Rava says, this lashon of tachas, by kachim mizbeach, we said, is a lashon of hadfasa. But not by all kachim mizbeach. Amar Rava, afil b'kachim mizbeach, mishkachas la lishon tachulehu. Sometimes the lashon of tachas is going to be a lashon of chilul, even by kachim mizbeach. If the kachim mizbeach was a balmum, and he says that a behemah's chulin should be tachas that behemah, since a hegdish balmum is ra'ui for chilul, so we could assume that tachas over here is a lashon of chilul and not a lashon of tamura, because it's not ra'ui for tamura, it is ra'ui for chilul. Amar Rav Ashi, afil balmul nami mishkachas lishna dachuli umishkachas lishna datfusei. So Rav Ashi says not so fast. Just because it's a balmum, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's always a lashon of chilul. Even by a balmum, sometimes it's a lashon of chilul, sometimes it's a lashon of hatfasa. Yado akodesh cholhavi. If his hand is on the kodesh animal and he says harezu tachazu, so then he's saying that the behemah's kodesh should be yotzei l'chulin, that he wants to be poded that behemah. But yado achol kodesh havi. But if his hand is on the chulin animal and he says harezu tachazu, then we could assume he's trying to do tumura, that he's trying to be matfis, because if he wanted to be poda, he would have put his hand on the hegdish animal, because that's what's really changing. The hegdish animal is being no longer hegdish. So it must be that if he's putting his hand on the chulin animal, that he's trying to be matfis. Now, it doesn't work because to be matfis, because the kodesh animal is a balmum, but at least the kodesh animal doesn't lose its kedusha. Meaning, if he tries to be poda and a kachim mizbeach that's a balmum, he tries to be poda, that works. He could be poda, and that which used to be kadosh is no longer kadosh. But you try to do tamura where tamura doesn't work, so the tamura won't work, so the new animal won't be kodesh, but the old animal that was kodesh is still going to remain kodesh because you didn't do anything. So that's how Rav Ashi further qualifies this halacha of a balmum. Now the Gemara raises four sfeikos, each one building on the previous one. So bai abai, ha'ilufan of shtei behemos shel kodesh balas mum. Let's say a person has two behemos, they're both kodesh, they're both balei mum. Ushtei behemos shel chulin tmimos. And you have two animals that are chulin that are both not balei mum. Va'amar hare elu tachas elu, and you say that it should be tachas, and you didn't put your hands on the chulin animals, but nor did you put your hands on the kodesh animals. How do we interpret that? Meaning Rav Ashi said, what happens when you try to exchange a kodesh balmum, and you use the lashon of tachas, I shouldn't say exchange, you use the lashon of tachas on the chulin tamim? Oh, it depends which animal you have your hand on. I'm not touching any animals, they're just both right in front of me. So now how do I interpret it? Mau mi amarlet fuse velaki. Do we assume that he's trying to affect tamura and he gets malchus because he violated the issur of lo yamir, that the Torah says that you're not allowed to do tamura? Or maybe no, since there is a mutter way to apply the word tachas over here, and that mutter interpretation would mean that he's just doing a pidyon, so why would we assume that he's not doing that, and instead he's doing an iser of tamura? It's much more mistaver that he's doing a pidyon. In one of the achorim, the Chayei Aryeh, he raises the question, how could Abaye have a suffek whether his intention is for Tamura and therefore gets Malkus, or his intention is for Chilul and is therefore Pater? Malkus only happens if there's a Hasra'a and a Kabbalah Hasra'a, where they say, don't do that because you're going to get Malkus, and he says, Afal Pikein, I'm doing it. So if that's really what happened, so then you know what his Kavanah is. Meaning if they said, don't do it Tamura, because if you're trying to do it Tamura, you can get Malkus. Afal Pikein, I'm going to do it anyway. So then you know that he intended for Tamura, then there's no Makum for a Safek anymore. So he says, we have to say, based on Tosos and Daf Beis, in Neim Rabbeinu Baruch, that a Meimar is Loka even if he does a Beshogeg, and therefore there's no requirement for Hasra. That Tamura you get Malkus even if you do a Beshogeg. So there was no Hasra because there's no need for Hasra, because Hasra Lahavchin bin Shogeg Lemezid. Hasra is only there to distinguish between whether a person is Shogeg or Mezid. But there are Shitos that Beshogeg you don't get Malkus, and then he leaves it as a Kasha. So in the Sefer Otzer Chaim, he says it could be that the Gemara is Lav Dafko here. It doesn't mean that he literally gets Malkus. It means that he's violating the Isra of Tamura, but not that he gets Malkus. Because to get Malkus, you would need Hasra, and then he would need to acknowledge what his intention is. But the Isser could be even without him acknowledging what his intention is. So that's Shaila number one. Do we assume Lo Shavik in a Shater of Avedi Sura, or do we assume that he's really trying to be Matvis? Vim Tim Tzolom or Kalei Chadika Atera Lo Shavik in a Shavavedi Sura, and if you're going to assume that whenever there is a mutter way of interpreting what he's doing, then we assume that that's what his intention was. What about the following case? Hayulafanu Shtei Behem Boshal Kodesh. By the way, that first case, why did we make it about two animals? It could have been one animal. No, the whole shaila was just you're using the word tachas on a kodesh that's a balmum. And what's your intention over here? Is your intention to be matvis? Is your intention so enochidami? It could have been one animal. The only reason we set it up with two animals is because of this shaila. The next shaila only works with two animals, so we just start with two because it happens to be we're gonna have four shailas. The first one could be about one animal, the second about two, the third about three, and the fourth one about four, but I would think that would be more symmetrical, meaning that would be a better way to set it up. But we for whatever reason, Abaye set it up that the first one is already about two animals. And if you're going to tell me that whenever there's a mutter way to interpret it, that's the way we do interpret it, let's say you have two animals of Kodesh, and only one of them is a balas mum, the other one is not a balas mum, it's a tamim, and you have two behemos of chulin, and one of your chulin animals is a balas mum. And without getting specific of what's what, you say that these chulin animals should be tachas these kodesh animals. So certainly the lashon of tachas that you said on the behema of kodesh that's a tamima is a lashon of hatfas and not a lashon of chilul, because a behema of kodesh that's a tamima is not eligible for chilul. And we said when it's not eligible for chilul, the lashon of hatfasa can only mean tamura, can only mean hatfasa. The lashon of tachas can only mean hatfasa. So that's certainly true. But the behema of kodesh that's a bailas mum, what do you mean to do with that one? Mi amar tamima tachas tamima la'atfuse, and balas mum tachas balas mum la'achule. Do we assume that when you said that one word tachas, that these should be tachas elu, you actually intended to do two totally different things with the two pairs of animals over here? That the one that was a tamima that was a kodesh that was tamima, you intended a lashon of hatfasa, and the one that was kodesh that was a balas mum, you intended a lashon of chilul odilma. Tamima de chulin tachas balas mum de heglish. Or maybe no, maybe you're trying to take the chulin tamima and have that replace the balas mum of hegdish and balas mum de chulin tachas tamima de hegdish. You're taking the balas mum of chulin and having that tachas the tamima of hegdish. Vitravai lucky, and you get malchus for both of them for tamura, because when you said that the balas mum of chulin should be tachas the tamima of hegdish, you're making it a tamura. And when you say that the tamima of chulin should be tachas the balas mum of hegdish, you're intending to make it a tamura, not a chilul. And we don't say lo shavikinish hetera va'avid isura, because you see that this guy doesn't care about isurim, because anyway for sure on one of them he's doing tamura, he's doing an isur, so therefore by balas mum his kavana is probably for tamura also, so let him get two malchus, let him get punished twice, he's violating two isurim. So v'im tim tzalomar, and if you're going to say, and here's our third shayla, and if you're going to say that even when he has a tamima and a balas mum of kodesh and a tamima and a balas mum of chulin, and you know he's doing one isur, but nevertheless, kalei chadika hetera v'lo Lo'av and Isura. Yeah, that's because one of the animals he has no choice but to do an Isur with. But the other animal that has the other option, that it might be a regular Chilul, so that's probably what he wants. He probably wants the Heter with the other animal. So La Chuleyu V'lo Laki. He probably just wants to do Chulin and not get Malkus. Okay, but I'll change the case for you a little bit. Hayu Lefanav Shalosh Behemos Shel Kodesh V'Achas V'en Balas Mum. What if you have three Behemos of Kodesh? Only one of them is a balas mum, v'sholosh behemos shel chulin tamimos, and three tamimos chulin animals. Va'amar harei elu tachas elu, and you say these should be in place of these. Mi aminan mi de tamimos tachas tamimos latfusei, tamimos nami tachas balas mum latfusei. Do we assume, well, the majority of these animals he's for sure doing an isser with, so probably he means to do an isser with all of them, and he's trying to do tamura on all three, and therefore he's violating three averos. Or maybe no. Just because the majority of them he's doing an Isser with, it could be that last one, which has a heter option, because it's a Kodesh animal that's a balas mum. So you could just be poda it, so it has a heter option. Maybe he really intends for the heter option with that last one. That's the Gemara Suffolk. And then Suffolk number four. Vimtim Salomar Hachanami, Kivan Da'akati Gavra Lois Chazik Bisure, Lo Shavik Hater Va'avidi Sura. And if you're going to tell me that even in the case where the majority of them he's definitely doing an Isra with, we can still charitably interpret what he's doing with that last one is not an Isra, because why would he do an Isra when he's the option to do a Heter? Yeah, that's because the guy is not Muchsak as a Balavera. But what about the following? Bai Ravashi, Hailufan of Arba Behemos Shel Kodesh V'Achas Me'en Balas Mum. You have four Kodesh animals and only one of them is a Balas Mum, which means the other three are Tamimos, where if you say Tachas, you're clearly doing an Avera three times, and three times is Chazaka. V'Arba Behemos Shel Chulin V'Amarei Elu Tachas Elu. And you say that these should be in place of these. Mal Hachavadei Kivin Dischazik Avra B'Yisurei. Over here where he's creating this Cheskas Iser, Lucky Ba'Arba Malkios, he should get four Malkios, because probably on the fourth one he intended to do an Isra of Tumura as well. O Dilma Afakav this Chazik Bisura Lo Shavik in Shetera V'Avid Isura. Or maybe no, maybe even if a guy is Muchzak as Navarian, that he's doing this Isra three times already, still on the one that he has an option of Heter, maybe he's choosing a Heter V'Ach Basraisa L'Chuleyavi, and the last one he's trying just to do a Chilul, just to do a Pidyon. So take the Gemara leaves that as an Ibaid Lov Shita. We don't resolve it. We leave it as a teku. There is an interesting discussion in Halacha, in Poskim, about being muchsak to be an avarian. This Gemara is a very important maramakom in that topic. The Gemara Maseches Chulin talks about a butcher who's found to sell chelev. He didn't do the nikur of the gid or whatever. He didn't remove the chelev properly from the animal. We're ma'avirim also. We fire him from being a butcher. The Gemara in Sanhedrin also talks about tabach nimsa trefa tachas yado. Right, you find that he's selling trefas. Unfortunately, this happens every once in a while. It's a big scandal whenever it does happen. So you have a butcher who's nimsa trefa tachas yado that Rav Nachman passes him and says he's not allowed to be a butcher anymore. And Rava says that the only way for him to ever do tshuva is that he goes to somewhere where ain't Kibrin also, and he's Machzir Aveda B'davar Chashuv, or he's Motzi Trefa Mitachz Yado B'davar Chashuv Mishalo. He's willing to take a loss on the money, because obviously it was a Taiva for Mammon, so if he comes up with a Trefa where he doesn't think anyone's watching and no one knows him, and he's willing to throw out the Trefa, then he can regain his Chazaka. One thing that's not clear in the Gemara at all is how many times does it have to happen for us to say he's done, for us to fire him. One time, the guy sold the Kazayas of Chalev, so do we say that's it? He could never work in this business again. One time a guy sold the trefa. Never, it was a moment of weakness. Do we judge a person by their one moment of weakness, or does it have to be something that's muchzak over time? So there is a tshuvas harash in Klal Chaf, Simul Chaf Tes, where the rush was asked about a butcher that was nimshet trefa tachz yado shnayim shalosh pa'amin. So the shoel over there had some interesting idea. Maybe if he's mekabel divrei chaverus, he accepts to become like a chassid. So now, because he's makabel devrei chaverus, now we can trust him. And the Rosh says, it's ridiculous. Chaverus is like when you're basically frum, so then chaverus is like the next, this guy's a Rasha, he's selling treifas. Well, makabel devrei chaverus doesn't mean anything to me. But the Rosh says, Shnayim u'shlosha pa'amim is what happened, that he sold two or three times. So some of the Achronim say, the Bach points out in the Tshuva, that when the Rosh says Shnayim u'shlosha pa'amim, he's being mechaving to the Machlokas Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, how many times it takes to be muchzak. That if you say that chazak is two times, so that's why he says two times. If you say chazak is three times, that's why he says three times. But the Ma'arit says he doesn't think that that's true at all. That Maker Adin, he loses his cheskas kashrus when he's poshea two times for sure, and it's only by a sharamuad and by a veset where the chazaka is something that's natural that you require three times. But for a person to just be megala that he's not behaving nicely, that for sure two times is enough. One time could be a mistake or whatever. Two times is for sure enough to be megala that a person is a rasha, that a person is not behaving properly. So that's what the Ma'arit writes. So in the Das Torah, the Marsham just points out that Maritz against our Gemara. That in our Gemara, what's going on over here? We're talking about a guy, at what point do we assume that he probably intends for the Usser option and not for the Mutter option because he just doesn't care whether he's violating an Isser or not. So he said, oh, maybe if he's Muchzak, the Gemara thinks that's at least a possibility. Maybe if he's Muchzak that he does Isurim, so then we could say he's a Rasha and he just doesn't care and he's probably choosing the Usser option. And what does that take to be Muchzak? Three times, and it's three animals that he's doing the Isser on. So this Gemara is an important Maramakom in terms of establishing Chazaka in terms of patterns of behavior. Now, if we had a case in actuality of a butcher that was selling treifa, so chances are, you know, it's not just one time. You know, just because you caught him once. Chances are, if you caught him once, he was doing it more than one time. I don't think we would continue giving, you know, we do have cases where there are minor violations, where we don't think that, you know, well, we've had a case where we caught someone who was supposed to be Chol Yisrael with non-Chol Yisrael. That's not minor. That's pretty big, actually, because that's Mamish Sheker. I mean, you know, as being Machshel people who keep a certain standard. But other cases of more minor violations. Okay, more minor violation, there's some sort of penalty, there's some sort of whatever, before you don't just immediately take away Ashkacha. But someone is selling treifas, I don't think there's Ashkacha in the world that would let him continue selling. I don't think with one time that would be enough to get rid of him. Okay, Imhaya Hegdash Balmum, Yasulukhu. The guy can go, he could be a salesman, an accountant, I don't know, let him do something else. Why does he have to work in trusting him with the kashrus of the Jewish people? So Imhaya Hegdash Balmum, Yasulukhu. So if a guy, if the Hegdash was a Balmum, so it's Yasulukhu. But we said Bitzarach Las was done, meaning you have to make sure that when you're pulled the Hegdish, that the Chulin that you pulled it for is worth as much as the Hegdish. Is that a din d'orais or a din d'rabanan? Amar Rav Yochanan, yatzul chulin dvar Torah, that the halacha that you could be poda hektish at balmum, that for sure is a din d'orais. Vitzorach lasos damin, but the fact that you have to make sure that the chulin is worth the same midivrehem, that's only a din midrabanan. Midoraisa, it doesn't have to be worth the same because there's no ona'a by hektishos. Reish Lakish amar, av tzorach lasos damin, Rishlag says no. Even the fact that the values have to match of the two animals, even that's a din d'oraisa. So b'mayaskinan, how off are the values over here in this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? If we're talking about that, it's off by 1/6 of the price. So b'hanema Reish Lakish, after chasos dam dvar Torah, Reish Lakish is going to say that that's a problem mida oraisa. V'atnan el dvam she'en lemona havad mashtaros v'karkos v'hekdeshos. That hektish is not subject to ona. So how could it be that Reish Lakish will say that it's a din d'oraisa, that it has to match up, that it can't be off by a sixth? We have a beferish that Mishnah, that in Maseches Bamitzvah, that there's no din of ona'a by hektishos. When you talk about mispricing, there are three levels. There's mechila, there's ona'a, and there's bitul mekach. If it's off by less than 1/6, that's mechila. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to charge even a couple of percentage points off of the fair market value, but it's an assumed mechila. The money doesn't go back, and there's no the sale is not invalidated. You don't have to repay anything. Ona'a is when it's exactly 1/6. The sale is kayam, but you have to refund the money. That was the difference. And bitul mekach, when it's more than 1/6, the whole sale is invalidated. So if we're dealing with onaa, with that window of exactly 1/6, it doesn't make sense to say that on a daraisa level there's a problem over here. Ella abitul mekach, it must be that the pricing is off by more. Well, bahanema Rabbi Yochanan sarach klasos dam midivrayem. Well, that Rabbi Yochanan would say that it's only a din to rabbanan. Vam Rabbi Yirmiya akarkaus tuchulin. Rabbi Yona amar ahekde. There are two versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said, but they say that either by karka, where there's no ona'a, or by hegdish, where there's no ona'a, ona'a ain lahen, but bitul mekach yesh lahem, there's no ona'a, but there is bitul mekach, so whatever your mima'it from ona'a is only if it's exactly 1/6. But if it's more than that, then the halach is the whole mekach is going to be batel, so it's included in the parsha of ona'a. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that there's no ona'a on the daraisa level? And they're talking within Rabbi Yochanan, so it's a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. It's one thing if they're going against Reish Lakish, that's fine, but they're talking within Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan. So it says Marli Olam Abitul Mekach ve'epuch. You're right. We're talking about a case of Bitul Mekach where the price is off by more than 1/6, and just switch around the shittos. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that midar raisa, the behema has to be worth the same amount, and Reish Lakish is the one who says that it's only mitakanas chachamim, because Reish Lakish would say apparently that when we say ein ona lekdeshos, that even ein bitul mekach be'ekdeshos on a daraisa level, that it's only midrabanan. Reish Lakish would say that they have to line up umimatzas amr teipuch. But can you really switch around the shittos? Hanich lemad yamar lekdeshos mekol shkenak karkaos. That would work if you assume that Rabbi Yochanan said about hekdeshos that they're subject to bitul mekach when it's more than 1/6, and then you would imagine karka for sure is subject to bitul mekach when it's more than 1/6, because by hekdeshos, where it's not shaykh to say that there was a ta'us, that there was a mistake, because hekdesh you're dealing with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so there's no mistake, and still we're going to say that there's ona'a when it's more than 1/6, there's bitul mekach when it's more than 1/6, so karkaos, where it's two people that are interacting, so certain, and it's possible the guy made a mistake, then for sure when there's more than 1/6 is bitul mekach, because you could say that it was that he made a mistake and al das kein lo machar lo, that the deal was never binding for such a case. Elamad yamar karkos. But if you say this comment that was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that there is bitul mekach only by karka, avalakteshos ein len bitul mekach, it could be that yes, karka has bitul mekach when it's more than 1/6. Why? Because you're dealing with selling karka to a person and you mispriced it, and it could be that he made a mistake and he never would have bought it had he known, but with hekdesh you're not going to say the same thing. With hekdesh there is no mistake, so it could be that by hekdesh, even Rabbi Yochanan would say by hekdesh that when it's more than 1/6, that it's still binding. So hechi epoch laha, how can you now switch the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish and say that Rabbi Yochanan is one that says that midoraisa you're not allowed to be mechalal behema of chulin that's worth less than a behema of hegdish by more than 1/6? Rabbi Yochanan holds that by hekdeshos even more than 1/6 there's no ona'a. So lachar Rabbi Yirmiya lo tepuch. You're right, Rabbi Yirmiya, who understood that it's that bitul mekach applies to karka but not to hegdish, will say, don't switch Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. It's only Rabbi Yona, who thought that bitul mekach applies to hegdish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, will say, yes, switch Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So it says, but what is this machlokas between Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Yona? Whether bitul mekach applies only to karka or even to hegdish as well. So lema b'dishmol kamifli. Maybe they're arguing about what Shmuel said. Damar Shmuel hegdish shav mana shechulal shav pruta mechulal. Shmuel said if you take hegdish that's worth 100 and you're mechal it on shav pruta, it works. Rabbi Yona lesley d'Shmuel. Rabbi Yona disagrees. Rabbi Yona says that there's a noah behegdish when it's more than 1/6. So he disagrees that it just automatically works. Rabbi Yirmiya lesley d'Shmuel. Rabbi Yirmiya agrees to Shmuel. Says Mar, lo, that's not true. Bein demar isli Shmuel. Everyone agrees to Shmuel that it works. Rabbi Yona savor ki amar Shmuel dieved. Shmuel said that the chilul is chal in a case where you're intending to be mechalal in a way of bidieved, that you're intending to be mechal the hegdish on chulin that's not worth the same as the hegdish is. You're not allowed to do that lichadchila. Aval lichadchila. But if you didn't know that you're being mechal chulin on something that's worth less than hegdish, that you're being mechalal on chulin that's worth less than the hegdish, and you thought it was worth equal value, lo amar. Shmuel would not say that it would still work, because you were making a mistake. Rabbi Yirmiyah savar afil l'chadchila, and Rabbi Yirmiyah says, even if you didn't know, it's still going to work. The chilul is still going to work. The Ibayasema, or another way to explain the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, meaning again the question was, how can we say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that that it's a din that the din of Bittul Mekach is and what do we say that how can we say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is a din of Bittul Mekach by Hegdish on a Da'oraisa level? We said that Rabbi Yochanan holds over here there's no din of Bittul Mekach even by more than the sixth. So it could be the Olam Lo Teipach. You don't have to switch it. Or the Kashalach Masnisin. Are you bothered by the Mishnah of Elu Dvarim that Hekdeshos, are something that is not subject to Ona'a? I mean, going back on that question, the original question, that if you say that Hekdeshos are not subject to Ona'a, how can you say that there's a Din Da'oraisa that you need the Chulin animal to line up in value with the Hekdesh animal? So it could be Kitarav Chista. We could say, like Rav Chista said, "Damer Rav Chista, ein lan ona, ein betoros ona, dafilu pachas mikdei ona achozer." That ein lan ona doesn't mean that you can misprice it as much as you want and it works. Adrabba, ein lan ona means the opposite. It means that even if you misprice it by the tiniest bit, by less than 1/6, then the whole thing is going to be chozer. It's always going to be a bittul mekach, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan is so insistent that the values line up even on a doraisa level. Good. Amar Ula. Lo Amru Ella Bishamu Betray. This whole din of Rav Chista that Hekdesh, even if the Onah is less than 1/6, the whole thing is going to be cancelled. That's only if the original evaluation was done with only two people, which is incorrect. You're supposed to do it with three. And then you did a later evaluation with three people and you realize that there was a mistake. Aval Bishamu Betlasa. But if the original evaluation was with three people, Aval Gavdasi Me'alo Hadar. I don't care how many more people come and say that that evaluation was wrong. We're not going to change it. Why should I trust the 100 people over the 3 people? It says Mar Eini Vamar of Safra Hecha Amar Meyot Ketrei Trei Kameya Linin Edus Avlin Umdena Basodeos says Linan. What are you talking about? When do we say that 2 is the same as 100? That's when it comes to Edus. So Edus, you need 2 Edim. So 2 Edim is the same as 100 Edim. For Shuma, you need 3. That does not mean that 3 is the same as 100. The reason that Shuma you need 3 is because that's enough deos, it's enough opinions to arrive at a proper conclusion. But 5 opinions is better, 10 opinions is better. The more you have, the more accurate the assessment is going to be. Visu, tlasu, tlasu, lazlinan, basar basra. When you have 3 and 3, don't you follow the later opinion anyway? Diyad Hegdish al Eliona, because you want to give the upper hand to Hegdish anyhow. So of course you're going to listen to the 100 that come after. So Ksav Ula Tzarek Lasos Damim Midevrayim V'Kald Rabbanan Akilu BaRabbanan. That it's Ula must hold that it's only a Din Rabbanan that the prices have to match. And since it's only Din Rabbanan, the Rabbanan were makel as long as you did the original assessment properly. Last mission of the parak. Harezu Tachas Ola or Tachas Chatas Lomer Klum. If you say that this animal should be in place of an Ola, a Chatas, but you don't identify which one, then lo amar klum. Tachas chatas zu, v'tachas ola zo, tachas chatas v'tachas ola sheyesh li babayis, you identify which one, and hayelo, you have actually in the house, dvar of kayam, and then it's going to work. Second halacha, amar al beima temeya, val balas mum, if you say about a non-kosher animal, al balas mum, hare elu ola, let it be an ola, lo amar klum, that's worthless. Hare elu le ola, but if you say let it be le ola, which means let its value go toward paying for an ola, so then yimachru v'yavi b'dveim ola. Then you sell it and you bring an ola with the value. Amar v'dom rav, masnis in our mission that if you say about a behemos chulin that harezu tachas ola or tachas chatas, that it's lo amar klum, that's the lo karabi meir. Deik rabi meir, ha'ena d'mosi dvar l'vatala. Rabbi Meir says there's no such thing as lo amar klum. If you say something that makes no halachic sense, then we have to interpret it to mean something, because the person is not motzi dvarav levatala. So a person knows that there's no tmura if there's no defined animal, and therefore we assume that what he really meant to do is not to make a tmura, he meant to dedicate its value. So we said in the Mishnah that if you say le'ola, that you sell sell it and you bring the value for an ola. So taima, the reason you don't need to have a mum in order to sell it is the behema tmeo balas mum tlo chazil no bayin muma. Let's say behema tmeo, which is not roy for a carbon anyway, doesn't need a mum in order to sell it. Avol mafresh nekeva la asham ala ola. But let's say you designate a nekeva for an asham or an ola, which has to be zachar. So bayin muma, you can't just sell it because a nekeva is roy for a carbon. It needs first a mum. Amr vidam rav masnis and tlo Rabbi Shimon. Our mission is against Rabbi Shimon. Ditznan Rabbi Shimon Omer timacher shalom b'mum. That even in a keva you could sell without a mum if you were makdish in a keva as an ola. That's it's invalid as an ola, and therefore you can be mechallel it even without a mum. It doesn't have kedush sagov. So hadron lach kesem arim. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the sixth parak of Maseches Temura.